Aloha. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Marooned, a Texas Tiki podcast. My guest this week is my good friend and sponsor of the podcast, Frank Teniente, proprietor of Rat Rods and Pinups. In this episode, we chat about the history of Rat Rods and Pinups and what the future holds in store for them, as well as trying to uncover the true meaning of the meatloaf hit, I'd Do Anything for Love. This week, we're drinking the OFT Killer, a spin on the traditional painkiller, replacing the standard rum with Plantation's OFTD. As always, if you'd like to drink along, fire up the Total Tiki app, shake up a cocktail, sit back, relax, and enjoy Episode 4 of Marooned, a Texas Tiki Podcast.
Why don't you do like her and get a chair and not stare at me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I grabbed you a chair. I probably should have grabbed you a chair.
No, that's all right. No worries.
Or your husband could have grabbed you a chair.
Nah, she got it.
You know.
What, I'll just stand whatever. Right here.
Come on, back off. Back off, lady. Yeah.
Just put it right up in his face. Yeah.
You're funny.
If you could not slam your goddamn mug down,
that'd be cool too. I'll tell you what, hold on. Clink. So, what I was saying was...
Exactly. If you could not do that, that'd be cool. And if you're going to do it, I guess you do you. This is your house. Yeah. Let me tell you what to do, but don't do that.
But don't do that. You do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah. Thought it was I would do anything. For, is it for love?
Yeah.
Thought it was for her.
No, it's for the world.
Is that butt sex? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. No. I was a kid then. I don't know.
No, but there was an article that came out about a month ago, and he clarified that what he meant by that song
was butt sex.
Was
on
butt
him?
Sex? That's now the question that.
I mean, he just opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, he said the song "I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That" was about butt sex.
Oh.
But now we don't know if it was.
But who's the recipient?
Yeah, who was the pitcher and the catcher? We don't know.
And we are sitting here with Frank Teniente, the proprietor of Rat Rods and Pinups, local. What would you call it, Frank?
I guess I'd say an apparel company, T-shirts, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd you get started doing that?
Oh boy. Let's see.
The microphone's to your right.
Okay, there you go. I'd say in 2014, last year of the military, I just started messing around on Instagram, made up a page, the following took off, and here we are. How's that to keep it short?
I mean, I would like you to elaborate a little bit. This is like, we try and do an hour. So if you could just extend that story, like another 57 minutes, that'd be cool.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I mean, it was basically just on a whim. I you know, messed around with Instagram, made a page. I want to say the first pictures I shared on Instagram were of my wife, Carolina, who's sitting behind me. And, you know, started doing the hashtag thing, took off. And I guess we kind of saw an opportunity because of the interest in that. So I started reaching out to people on Instagram, artists, bands like yourself, and just, you know, other things, other people. And it just started building this following that just got insane. So I think we're now at, hold on, I'll tell you in a second here. I want to say like 60,000 followers, so. That's where we're at, and
growing.
Yeah, and growing
on a daily basis, literally.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I mean, was there anything in particular? Was there a specific Instagram account that you saw that you thought, "Hey, I could do this"? Or
not really. I think it was I'd gone to Viva like 4 or 5 years ago with my brother. You know, my brother Rob, and. Kind of saw that, you know, the audience there and all the vendors out there at the car show, and just thought, why not? You know, like I said, I was retiring from the Air Force, had more time to kind of do things that I wanted to do that I found interesting and that. So, and that is pretty much where it started. You know, why not? Let's try our hand at it and see where it goes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't share any of your own pictures, like pictures of yourself in front of cars or anything?
I think I have once since this whole thing started. And it was...
And your boy shorts.
No, I didn't do that one. That one's
that one's private.
Only you have seen that one. Okay. Right. But, but yeah, no, I kind of pushed the focus away from me. I don't feel like it's about me. I'm celebrating, you know, the pinups, the cars, you know, the hot rods, the garages, the models, the bands, the music. And it really has. That's what it's become, like a platform for those people to just advertise. Of course, I got to get to know them first. I don't just blast anybody out on it, you know. Kind of like a business relationship type thing. Social media is where it's at. It's free. It's time consuming. It really is a job. I mean, I think you know that because I know you have an account for Fandomatics.
Yep.
But I mean, it takes a lot of work. I mean, there was a point where I did enjoy doing it. Now it's just kind of one of those things you just have to keep it going, right? So that's basically where it's at.
Well, it seems like you have I don't want to say a stable, but you have a core group of people who you work with.
Yeah.
How did you get hooked up with those people?
Well, it was just, you know, I couldn't tell you specifically. It just kind of like happened. You know, we reached out to certain people. You know, my brother, you know, he lives out in Houston. He's in the scene. You know, he knows a lot of the people, a lot of the burlesque dancers, pinups. And so I want to say it's just a combination of reaching out and, you know, just introducing myself, hey, this is what I'm doing. And sometimes you hear back, sometimes you don't. Early on, we didn't hear back from a lot of people. And now, you know, we're getting approached by, you know, businesses. Hey, can you advertise our pomade or, you know, whatever the case might be. And it's just gone from there. You know, it's pretty big. Trying to think of the first people we reached out to. The first design we had, the devil, Lucy the Devil, that was Jace Grehinger, and he's a Canadian illustrator. So he's on Instagram too. Reached out to him, hey, looking to do this. You know, I've always been a fan of like the devil pinup art. I think that's pretty cool. To me, that's the, you know, it represents the whole culture pretty, you know, looks pretty badass, right? So just together gave him that, and he drew up this design that, you know, we bounced back and forth, and that was our first design that came out on one of our shirts, and we still use it to this day, and he kind of put us on the map. I want to say I reached out to Donnie Moonshine, DC Imagery. He did our first photo shoot, him and Tracy Fant at the time. She's now married, but... she put this group of girls together out in California, and they did this awesome photo shoot, and that was kind of the first thing we did. That was our first line of shirts that we started selling, and those did really well.
So how quickly after you had started the account and started sharing pictures did you decide that making apparel was going to be the next step?
You know, it's funny, it's none of it's calculated to me. It's just been, you know, a series of decisions like, hey, why not? Hey, why not? You know, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, because I know the people who have been in this industry a while probably look at us and like, you know, now you know the pain, right? Because you learn, and, you know, we're just going in blindly sometimes. And the thing is, you know, it's honestly, it's been a learning experience, yeah, but it's also been a blast, you know, and that's like we were talking about before. I mean, people who are in this, they're not necessarily doing it for money. You just love being involved. You know, sometimes that's the best way to get, you know, I don't know, more involved or more excited about things is just be in the middle of it, right? So yeah. We met some really awesome people like you, and, you know, a lot of the pinups that have, you know, worked with us, they've all been very nice, very receptive, very cool. And, yeah, it's been a good time. been a good time. I just can't believe we're here now. You know, it's insane to think that you get to a point where people approach you, you know, for your help. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then yeah. You did Viva this past year. You sponsored the pinup contest.
Yeah, we did. That was another one that we just kind of, I don't say went in blindly, but we wanted to do Viva. We thought it'd be a cool opportunity. It turned out to be, you know, it turned out to be pretty cool. I mean, you saw us out there. The reception was really good. People coming around. It's really awesome to meet the people who are following you on Instagram. I mean, it's weird when you do Instagram because you're kind of detached. You feel like, is anyone really looking at this? You know, and then when you're there and you're meeting the people who are actually following it and saying they have for years and they love it, and it's kind of surreal. You know, you're like, wow. You know, we met a guy one time. I think it was at Bamboo on the Bayou last year in Houston, who was like an oil field worker who like trapped in this crane all day, and he said he watched our Instagram account all day, and it's just like nuts. You know, it's like, really, of all the things you can look at, you're looking at this? Because it's basically just shared pictures promoting, you know, photographers. And so yeah, it's just interesting to meet those people who actually have, you know, and follow you, and makes you know that what you're doing is seen by other people and, you know, appreciate it. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's that validation lets you know what you're doing.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
that people are receptive and people of course enjoy it. That's super cool.
Yeah.
So you did the Lucy design. I mean, you've had a ton of designs.
We have, yeah. I mean, we started with Jace. He was the first artist that we work with. We have a ton of designs that he's done of Lucy. We have a bunch banked that we haven't even used yet. You know, it's just kind of a matter of, you know, when we feel it's right to kind of put these out. But when I did, I was in New Mexico at the time this all started. We got back to Texas. My brother Rob was mentioning an artist he saw at some sort of Comic Con or something, and it was Spicy Donut. And so that's Devin Lawson. And he said, hey, you should reach out to him. Here's his page. So I go on his page, find his email account. Again, just random email. Hey, I'm so-and-so, moved to San Antonio, wondering if you'd like to collaborate on this. Fired off that email. Next thing you know, he replied, sent his phone number, we talked for a long time, hit it off. Really cool guy, laid back, amazing artist. I don't know if you've seen his work. I mean, I know you have on what he does for us, but just all types of, you know, classic pinup art and lowbrow. You know, it's just really, really awesome stuff. So go ahead.
No, he's done a lot of really great work for you. He did your tiki artwork, which is super cool.
Yeah, which yeah.
Brings us back to the theme of the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's done a lot of really cool artwork that I think people have been really receptive to. People still buy the Lucy shirt. I mean, of course, we've known each other for a while. So
yeah, yeah.
It's always been cool. You've always supported the band. I appreciate that. You had reached out to us, same thing on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think you had asked to use one of our songs for a video you're going to post.
So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't care. Just do
it. Yeah.
Like, well, I appreciate you asking. No. That's weird.
You'd be surprised. I mean, some people are not very receptive. You know, they're like, you know, it's business bottom line with a lot of people. And I totally understand that, especially when you're getting a random email from somebody and, you know, you hadn't heard of them. The good thing is, what I've always felt is like when you pull in these people who have credibility, like established, you know, photographers, pinups, you know, bands like yourself who put out good stuff, you know, the cred comes with that, you know, associating yourself with like people who have built up this, you know, cred. So yeah, you kind of get that in return. And next thing you know, people are wanting to work with you. You know, I mean, we get messages all the time about, you know, I'd love to do this for you, I'd love to do that for you. You know, you got to be careful with it all, because a lot of them just want, you know, I hate to say it, but they want free stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're all trying to, you know, you're trying to break even at least, you know, so.
It's the nature of the beast.
Exactly. So, yeah, and like when we reached out to you, I was surprised, you know, to hear back from you so soon. And I don't even know how many followers we had when we reached out to you.
I don't know either. It's the same thing that I felt about Jason Boozy. I just thought it was really cool that somebody was doing something like that, trying to make something grow locally. I mean, I see all these accounts. Actually, I don't even know what. When did you come back from California?
Back from Cali. No, you mean New Mexico?
Or, well, weren't you living in California?
Yeah. I was in California from, 07 to 11, 2011.
Okay, so you would have. Yeah. I think you had just probably moved back when you reached out to us. So I thought that was cool that you were local. You were starting this account that, you know, I mean, I'm sure you had a decent amount of followers at that point, but it was just cool to be involved in something like that, and you promote us all the time. So of course we want to have you on here. We want to talk about what you do, and we appreciate it. It's been a cool friendship to make out of
an
Instagram account.
Yeah, insane. I mean, it's insane how this all, you know, this stuff starts out, and you know, same along those lines. I've, you know, a lot of the photographers that we've worked with, they're all in California. A lot of them, you know, I only recently met at, you know, an event or whatever. But overall, it's all like virtual collaboration. You know, you never really. It's good and bad. You know, it's cool. You know, to put your trust in someone that you're going to get a good product back. And a lot of times, it's been really, you know, awesome. There's other times where I wish I could have been there to kind of give a little bit of input.
Yeah.
Because bottom line is, you're paying for something. You know, I have gotten some pretty cool favors from people, but overall, I'm all about trying to pay people to get some good stuff in return. So,
you're paying for a product when you do these shoots. You're paying the photographer to return you something good and usable. It's like if somebody ordered a shirt from you and you just half the print was there.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Small operation. No, you want something that you're proud of, something you would wear yourself.
Exactly.
You're paying for a product you want.
Yeah, yeah. You want the product done right. It's that's one thing about like this the scene. You know, I say the scene. You know, but everything, the, you know, rockabilly scene, you know, the pinup scene. That whole scene it's very casual, right? Everyone's very handshake deals.
I was just gonna say,
you know that. I mean, I know you know that. Being in a band and expecting one thing and maybe not getting what exactly you were promised, or, you know, it's very casual. There's no contracts, you know, that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's cool because it's all casual. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, it can backfire quickly, and you can't hold anybody to anything when it's just all, you know, a handshake or, yeah, we'll do that, no problem, cool, you know. And don't be surprised when you get back, you know, get something in return that is nowhere near what you were looking for. So we try to keep it business, right?
Yeah.
You know, work, reach out to people.
You want to be professional about it.
Yeah, you do. And some people think you're kind of a dick because of it, you know. And it's just really just protecting your own interests, right? So a lot of the artwork we use, commission artwork. And I've never asked for freebies. We've gotten some freebies. You've seen the Concrete Kobe stuff, the upright bass Devil Girl. That was Concrete Kobe. I guess you can shout him out.
Yeah.
He's out in Tokyo, and he's just this artist that came across our account, saw it, loved it, and sent us like four pieces of artwork that said we could use freely, which was insane. And I mean, it was just badass stuff. I mean, it turned into one of my favorites, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nobody does that anymore.
No, I mean, it was insane. I mean,
that's the type of thing that you would expect somebody to send you. Hey, I did this awesome artwork for you.
Yeah.
Now I need $200.
Exactly.
If you want to use it.
So, yeah, and it was...
for somebody to just say, hey, I did this because I like what you're doing. Use it as you want. That's crazy. Nobody does that.
No one. And that's what's insane. I mean, it's global now. You know, it's not even about, hey, I'm in Texas, any Texas artists. I mean, we've never limited ourselves to local. I'm not trying to cut the local scene, but sometimes you need to go outside of it because, you know, you get within a scene somewhere and it's pretty small and tight knit, right? So you're the new guy and it just gets looked at in a different way, or, you know, so I'm not trying to do all that stuff. I'm not trying to be, you know, play those games. I'm just trying to put out some good stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, at the same time, when you branch out to another market, get an artist out of another market,
yeah,
he's just going to promote that to that market.
Oh, yeah.
And people that follow him.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, it's mutually beneficial. You want to reach out, do branch out to people who are not just in your scene. I mean, of course, you promote the local scene. You do a lot of artwork with people from Texas, Devin.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you want to branch out. You want to extend your reach. It's, at the end of the day, while it is an Instagram account, it's still a business.
Yeah, and, you know, it really is. And I know it wasn't initially, and it's turned into that, you know, so you kind of put a different type of, you know, a way of thinking, you know, on it and stuff. But it's still a blast. I mean, it's a good time, you know. We get invited to a lot of events, you know. My thing is, I have a 40-hour a week job like everybody else, right? So I do what I can for the side business, the fun stuff. Problem is, when people don't know that, they think you're full-blown, like, committed, and you're getting invited to all these events. I mean, I've turned so many down that I've gotten invites for that I'd love to do, but I just don't have that, you know.
Yeah, you don't have the capacity.
I don't have the time, you know. Yeah. I can't, you know. You have to prep for these things, and it's a road trip or, you know, something like that. And so, yeah, I mean, I'd love to do a lot of them. It's just a matter of not having the time and really the energy, you know, to do, put all the work in, like Viva, like you said. I mean, it was a lot of work to get out there. But, it, you know, it was a good time. It was a blast, so.
Well, that's awesome. So, yeah. I mean, you do vending a lot of time. You're vending at Corova this month, actually, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it's on the 20th of this month here in San Antonio. The Corova is having a, they call it the punk rock flea market. So it's just kind of, you know, I saw it floating around. I said, hey, why not? Local. Don't really do too many local things. But I thought it's something to get out there with. And we're going to have Kersey LaRue. She's actually doing our admin duties for the Instagram page right now. She's going to be out there with us. So if anyone in San Antonio's listening to this, make sure you go out there and say, hey, I'm sure she'll be happy to see you and sign some photos or whatever you want.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be putting this out this coming Friday. So
cool.
Yeah, right before the show. So check it out. That is the Punk Rock Flea Market.
Punk Rock Flea Market. Yeah, I think it's her second one. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that'll be cool. So, I mean, do you have a particular event or anything that, any ongoing event, any recurring event that you like vending a lot?
You know, I like Lone Star Roundup. We missed it last year because we did Viva. I think I'm going to keep the vending local this time around, and do Lone Star. You know, I like doing Burnout Houston. I don't know if they're doing it this year. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
it. Anything.
I mean, that's like,
I know,
several weeks away. If they,
I have a feeling. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I kind of reached out to figure it out because I like to plan. But that's really literally like what, a month. And I'm just having a feeling they're not going to have it. Yeah,
that sucks.
Cause that was a good show.
That was a blast.
You did it with me last year. We had a good time.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, any weekend we can get away to Houston and go to Lalo.
There you go.
And Howie's.
There you
we
go.
Did both that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time. We might have to make up a show to go out there. Just go tiki bar hopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be such a bummer if they didn't do it, cause that was a blast.
Yeah, I know. It was a good time. Houston's a good time. You know, again, getting on the tiki stuff. I mean, I think you need to open your tiki bar out here because San Antonio's pretty bone dry right now.
We've been marooned to Texas, but now we've been marooned even more so to San Antonio. Cause
yeah, we have. Yeah, it's a there's a market for it. It's just not here right now.
It's a wasteland.
You and I would be in there every day drinking.
If somebody who was not me opened a tiki bar here, a full-time tiki bar, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter where it was, that would be my local haunt. It could be on the other side of town and it'd still be my local thing. But
we got a void here. It's I don't know. I don't know when it'll be filled, but.
Well, we're filling it right now.
Yeah, Your painkillers, man, they're awesome.
Pain painkillers.
Very good. Very good.
Featuring the Plantation OFTD, or as I call it, the OFT killer. The oh fuck, that's killer. As the name of OFTD implies, oh fuck, that's delicious. So, yeah. It's always a good time just hanging out, recording an episode of the podcast, drinking some drinks. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta loosen you up. I wasn't sure what kind of response I was going to get from you, Frank.
I know, I'm an uptight guy, man. It's 20 years Air Force. I'm just, it's hard for me to just loosen up and just, you know, just talk gibberish.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
That's what the tiki lifestyle, tiki culture is about.
Oh, yeah.
Lay back and have a good time. Exactly. Just have a good time.
Yeah. You know, getting back on the art. I know you mentioned some of the tiki art that Devin did. It's I don't know if, you know, hopefully people listening to this have seen that our first tiki design, a little tiki man surrounded by pinups. That was probably the best design we ever had. I mean, it just did insanely, you know, well. To this day is one of the designs that keeps going out, you know. And so we, on that success, like, hey, we should do another tiki, you know, inspired design. And I think, Yanni, I know you remember that. We were at Bamboo on the Bayou drinking. And I think in like 5 seconds, you gave me an idea, or about 10, right? I mean, it was like literally like 30 seconds. You're like, you need to get this. And it was like tiki guy, old Woody with some pinups in it. Just a very rough idea of what to do, right? So I send Devin an email the next day, and I swear, like within two weeks, he had that design done, and that's our second tiki design, which has been pushed, but I haven't really exactly like full out pushed it on the website. And that's where that came from. It was basically your idea. So thank you for that.
Yeah, glad I could contribute.
Yeah. But an awesome, ideas. Awesome design. I mean, it just, I've never been one to like go to an artist and say, I need this. And it looks specifically like this. You know, you let them go with it, you know, yeah. Because you're going to get better results that way. Because they're creative people, right? Obviously. So that one I really love. I think it looks really badass. That one's probably my second favorite.
The tiki guy surfing the wave.
Yeah, surfing. Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's a super cool design. I've always enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
So do you have any other designs, anything in the works?
I just got a new one from Devin, and it was, I think I'd mentioned to you before, but it was like
a pinup girl. You haven't even sent me that one.
Did I send it to you?
No.
Okay, well, I will. But not right now.
No.
So it's like I was thinking, you know, what to do next. You know, we are in Texas. I've never really, like, made that the focal point of Rat Resin Pinups. It's just kind of like an idea, you know, hey, global, whatever. And it's work. But then I thought it'd be cool to kind of do something Texas type, right? So I got a new design from him. Cowboy pinup. And I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. Very detailed. The guy does, you know, amazing work. So that should be, you know, coming out soon. I got other things too in work. So the whole idea is to kind of just relaunch and do some, you know, a bunch of new things.
Because
I've been
fresh.
Yeah, you know, it's all been what I put out there, just maintaining that. And it's still doing well. You know, it's just, you get tired. You know, you want something new to kind of refresh it and stuff. And so that should be pretty exciting. I don't really have a timeline for that, but I would say definitely by, I mean, I say by Roundup, but that's not until April, so it gives me a lot of time.
I would hope you've done something.
I don't like strict timelines, you know. It's, you know, like you said, tiki, just relax, right? Yeah, just might be a year, 2 years.
God damn. Not that relaxed. Don't just quit on life.
Yeah. But no, I mean, just to talk more about, like, some of the girls involved, because I should at least mention them. They've been so awesome since we started. I mean, when we first started, of course, it was Tracy. She was one of the main ones that kind of corralled all these girls. Oh, lovely Miss T. They're all on Instagram, and I mean, you know, they have their followings. See, lovely Miss T. There's Betty Santiago. We got to meet them. My wife and I, we got to meet them at the booth last year. They're, you know, super sweet and just good people. You know, I mean, willing to do work on our behalf when we're not there. And it's helped us out, you know. Dizzy Miss Lizzy, we got to meet her finally. She's a sweetheart. You know, she's done a lot of stuff for us. Jenna Von Lish, of course, Texas native, yeah. You know, almost forgot, you know, can't leave her out. So yeah, she's been awesome. She's hosted some of our photo shoots and stuff. So she admins a page. Kimber Fox, of course, who you got to meet. She's just badass.
Yeah, she was super cool. Very down yeah, very nice person.
Very cool. Yeah.
You never know what you're gonna get with the pinups.
That's
not a knock on them. They've all been great when you have met them. It's just You never know. You know these people through pictures, through an account online.
Exactly.
There's their online persona, and then there's who they actually are. Luckily, we've all found some good people.
Who are
awesome. It's just you just never know.
Yeah, so
you could have been a dick. I didn't.
Yeah, know. I mean, really, I could have. I mean, like, it could have been like it could be like catfish. Could have been like catfish.
I don't know.
Like, hey, I got this page. Just send me your, your debit card number.
No shirt. And, I don't know. You did ask for that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still waiting.
Work up the courage.
but yeah, Kimber. I mean, Kimber's awesome. I mean, she did some. Burnout Houston, I want to say 3 years ago, we were able to get Varga Photography, well-known, I don't even plug the guy. So he did some shots of Kimber for us and some of the designs we had from Devin. And they're just beautiful shots. I mean, to this day, we still use them. And, that's when we got to know Kimber pretty well and still reach out to her. She was at Rodfest with us, and I think she moved on to Dallas, so she's no longer in this local area, but I hope to work with her again. She's just an awesome person.
And she's still in the States. She's not
on the
other side of the world. So.
True, yeah. So, I mean, she's really cool. I mean, she's just a, it's professional, and that's what you want, You bring someone out to do something, and they're there representing and all about what you need while they're there for you, and that's cool, so...
And I mean, again, it's back to that same thing. You just never know what you're getting.
You do not.
She was super cool. She was very professional. There were other photographers asking her to do shots and do shoots there at that Rod Fest. And she said, no, I'm here representing Rat Rods. What we're going to do is for Rat Rods. So, I mean, it's nice to know that there's still professional people out there who are loyal. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, just set the, expectation up front, right?
Yeah.
And don't try to, I have stories, I've had bad experiences, of course, when it's just like, I'll leave it at that. I'm not trying to talk bad about anybody right now, so. Anyhow.
So, I think we had talked about it. Are you going to do Bamboo this year? Bamboo on the Bayou?
I haven't reached out to him yet, but I'd like to. Yeah. I was trying to see what else was going on. Honestly, I pulled away from,
see how it is.
Yeah, the business kind of pulled away from a little bit because we've been doing a lot of just, summer things. Yeah. Right. So, got to see what's going on.
That's coming up quick. It's in November.
I was going to ask. Okay. That's cool.
November 11th, could definitely do it. I think is the date of the show because we'll be playing.
So. You guys are playing. All right.
That has been confirmed. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. They asked us to play last year. We just weren't able to do it. We were in between several bass players. And the timing wasn't working. So I'm stoked to do it this year. It was a blast last year. And I talked to Jay. I think we're going to do an episode of the show. There may be two episodes. We'll have to break it up. But we're going to broadcast out there, talk to the bands, talk to the artists.
Okay.
Hopefully talk to the bartenders. Hopefully they do more custom drinks because the drinks they were doing last year were super good.
Yeah, they were good. One of them put me over the edge, but was it was
the
good.
One, the Sig's Lagoon.
And no, it was
the Sig's Lagoon was fucking rad.
Oh, God.
That was such a good drink.
I had, you remember? I mean, we were going all night. There was a mint, drink.
I remember that one.
That was it. Yeah, that was.
That was the one
it didn't fit in with what I was doing all night, and that one, for some reason, I just remember being in my car at Torchy's Tacos, and my brother bringing in some tacos, and I had to open the door and make room for the tacos.
So
it was pretty
bad.
Yeah,
it was gross. From meeting us at Layla because we went to Layla after.
Yeah, I was done.
We had a blast because there was fucking nobody in there. There was maybe like two people other than us in there. And they were like, where is everybody? I was like, they're probably at the show, which we already left. So
yeah, I need to pace myself. I get excited, you know, you're there, you're meeting people, you know, you're hobnobbing, talking to other people. It's just good. It's an awesome vibe there. Good music, you know.
Yeah. No, that's why
you guys are playing, man. That's pretty
such a cool event, so I'm really stoked to be
here. You got any go-go dancers there?
Maybe. I would like there to be. We'll have to see. You know what? And back to that lazy tiki lifestyle, I got lazy and still haven't reached out for anything.
No, that'd be cool. I mean, you know, your music, man, is perfect, like, for that vibe and the, you know, that whole, it's...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just that. Badass.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good time.
Yeah.
What else you got, Frank? You invited me out here.
I got? Hey, you're always invited here, man. We
you invited me.
We were talking for hours before this thing kicked on, so yeah. No, I mean,
just let the booze do the talking, man.
Yeah. Just trying to figure out really where to go from here. You know, I'm at a point now where okay, business wise, we were pretty much, I'm just like a go-between, like a, you know, arranging different things, screen printing, this and that, photo shoots. And so what I'm doing now is I invested in screen printing equipment. I showed you the stuff. So yeah, it's just a matter of that learning curve, trying to get that going. And just at a point now where I'm like, you know, just trying to pick it back up and really heavily get into it. Because right now, I'm with these drinks, I could give two shits about it.
About any upcoming show, really. But, oh yeah, I mean, we're, what, 3 or 4 deep?
So. Yeah, we are, man. Good, I'm feeling it, so.
Good. That's where we want you to be.
Yeah.
At this point of the show.
It's good. It's good. But hey, speaking of which, everyone's at Tiki Oasis right now.
Yeah.
So you just got back yourself, though, right? I mean,
yeah, we did the Maroon Tiki tour. That was a good time.
That's badass. So did you do any podcasts while you were out there? Or?
No, I didn't do anything like that. I wanted to, and I honestly, it was just more of a, if anything, it was more of a scouting trip.
Yeah,
for things that we could possibly do going forward.
Yeah.
I got to meet one of my heroes who was super fucking cool. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So surreal. So we had gone out for the Surf Guitar 101 convention.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to you about that yet.
Which
I was curious.
Fucking rad. Was got it? To see one of my favorite bands, the Huntington Cads, do a reunion, which was amazing there.
Yeah.
Just so cool. And the other band that we went to see was Ventures Mania, who is Deke Dickerson on guitar, which is super cool.
Yeah.
It was Mel Bergman of the Phantom Surfers. He is super rad.
Yeah.
And Garrett Immel, who was in the Ghastly Ones. Oh, wow. He's the other guitar player, and it was
like
just
a super group.
Yes. Oh my god, it was so amazing. Was it and I got good? To meet Garrett. We've actually talked a bunch on Instagram before. He follows me. He likes my pictures. I like his pictures. But
cool.
And we've chatted guitars before on Instagram, talked about stuff like that. But getting to meet him, he was just was so cool. He was like so down to earth.
Really?
And I mean, at the end of the day, he is just a regular guy. I mean,
yeah.
These are guys in surf bands. They're like not household names.
Yeah.
But it was just that guy and his band, the Ghastly Ones, they're what inspired me to start the Phantom
Addicts. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Getting to meet him. Oh, yeah, and his wife. They were just so nice and down to earth. It was,
That's
cool. That was the highlight of the trip.
To me, that's the best. Like, you have this idea of people or you talk to them and it's disappointing when you meet them and they're just like, you know, not jerks, but like indifferent, right? Like, you're that dude. So it's so awesome when, you know, it actually comes to, you know, where they're just the coolest people in the world. It just makes you think that much more of them. And honestly, I mean, it's such a small, I won't say niche, but like the surf guitar scene and that he's probably thrilled that, you know, you think that of him. So.
Yeah,
keeps him going.
That's
what
he
what
said.
I mean?
He's like, you blow me away with all the nice things you always say about me. I'm like, but that's not, that's just because you're so.
But he's
fucking
like
rad.
He's just another dude, you know. So you're validating him, like, wow, it's awesome, man. I'm glad I do what I do. Makes him feel good.
I mean, not that he needs my validation. He makes fucking monsters on The Walking Dead for a living.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Damn, that's pretty badass. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, he has other awesome shit going on in his life, but
that's cool.
But yeah, no, that was probably the highlight of the trip. We did go to Trader Sam's the first night we got there, which, goddamn, our flight left super late, and
yeah,
I think that first night we were delayed also, so we got there late.
Really?
We didn't get there within the time frame that we planned.
Yeah.
And I thought Trader Sam's closed at 1, so we're like, oh, we're not even going to bother, because we got to the hotel at like 12:30 maybe.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
I looked it up. They close at 1:30, so we, like, right then I called an Uber, because we hadn't gotten our car yet.
Yeah.
So it was 12:30. Like, let's go. Because it was like a 20-minute drive from where we were staying, so we got to go have a couple drinks at Trader Sam's at Disney.
That's pretty badass, though.
So that was rad. Friday, we went and toured the Fender factory, which was also super cool, getting to meet all those guys. And then it snowballed from there.
Yeah.
We went to Tiki T, which was insanely cool. It's
really
like half the size of this kitchen.
Yeah.
Like the whole bar. I shit you not.
Yeah.
So we got some drinks there, the Ray's Mistake, which was delicious. Mm. Then we went to Tonga Hut, which was all right. We tried to go to Clifton's in downtown Hollywood.
Yeah.
The Pacific Seas, and I got the boot there because I was wearing shorts, which fuck me, it was only 98 degrees all day, so fuck me for wearing shorts.
Then, dress code, really?
I
believe it. I mean,
honestly, it is a cool place. It's like a 3-floor bar, but they have different rooms.
Yeah.
So each room is a different theme. There's like gothic bar. There's like a speakeasy. There's the tiki bar, Pacific Seas, which I guess you have to get a token. So they have a host as you walk in, and he's like, oh, were you here to eat? We're going to Pacific Seas.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. So he reaches in this bucket and gives us like a pirate coin.
He's a like, doubloon.
Oh. Yeah.
Here's a doubloon.
He's like, go upstairs, go through the looking glass, and like, what the fuck?
Past the singing bush.
Yeah. So we finally find it, and we go in there, and the guy's like, there's a dress code tonight. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Damn. So you went through all the freaking directions, and they still...
Yeah.
They couldn't have told you at the
beginning. My Aloha shirt was not enough. Shorts was the killer.
That's crazy.
But then we went to Royal Hawaiian in Laguna on Saturday, which was awesome.
Wow.
I mean, going to Laguna in general was super cool. The beach was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. And Royal Hawaiian and Lapu Lapus were delicious.
Well, I'm sure. Sure.
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we just need to take a trip to Houston and hit the tiki bars. I hear them calling.
Oh, well, I'm gonna do another episode out there soon. Yeah. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we may need to reach out, find out who our next guest is gonna be. Yeah. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah,
I haven't lined other than the first like two episodes. I haven't lined anybody up like weeks in advance. Like I probably should have, but
because you're doing stuff, right? You're living, right?
Oh yeah,
that's not a bad thing.
Well, it's the same thing. I'm doing the 40-hour work week. Oh, I work full-time. Yeah.
We do it for the love of it, man.
Oh, going to school part-time. Yeah. Trying to manage the band. Until somebody asked me at work the other day, like, what I do in my spare time, I always feel like I have so much free time.
No.
Asked me what I do, and I'm like, God damn, I'm, like, always fucking busy.
Yeah.
Whether it's traveling, doing the podcast, doing school. I have a break for the next couple of weeks, so I got to take advantage of it and do another episode.
Yeah.
But man, it's been busy lately.
It's true. It's like myself. I mean, there's a lot of things, like, you know, I work regular job working at, you know, Air Force Base and stuff. So I don't share a lot of this stuff with those guys because I just don't think they care. You know, I'm like, they wouldn't understand.
They wouldn't get it.
Yeah, they wouldn't get it. They'd be like, why are you wasting your time? You know, don't worry about it, right? So instead of getting that conversation, I just don't even talk about it. And some people are like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You know, I'm like, yard work. Yeah. Stuff that they can relate to, right? I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to go print some shirts in my garage. And then I'm going to post some posts on Instagram and take some photos. Exactly. They wouldn't understand it. And then they'd be like, oh, my wife would kill me if I did that. You know, it's like, it's just, you just don't get it, you know? So, you know, we do these things. I mean, like Viva even was insane. I mean, we signed up for it. We sponsored the pinup contest, and all the other plans as far as getting out there were like an afterthought. Like last minute, hey, I got to rent a van. Hey, let's pile all this shit into the van. Hey, let's drive 19 and a half hours to Vegas. You know, I mean, just things I didn't even think about until like the last minute. Oh, and hey, I got to take time out from work. I hope they're cool with that, you know. So we literally like got there, but like just by the, you know, it was just ridiculous. I mean, it wasn't really well thought out, you know. And I don't have like a Rat Rods and Pinups van or, you know, like, you know, yes. I don't have that yet. And, you know, I've thought about it, but I'm just kind of on the fence about, you know, doing those, you know, major things like that. So,
well, it's an investment. I mean,
yeah, it is, you know,
it's an investment, but I mean, it is still coming out of your pocket.
It's, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a blast, and don't get me wrong. It'd be cool to do it for a few years, see if it works out. I mean, if not, whatever. It's just that you kind of get to those points, and you know this. I mean, when you're doing something, you wonder, do I go all in or do I just keep balancing it like I am? And that's why I kind of just balance it, because I'm like, I'm not fully, you know, sold on the idea of let me go all in and see where this goes, because we're dealing with like a subculture here, really. I mean, it's like a, you couldn't get any smaller, you know, on the radar of people that we're reaching. And so we're obviously not doing it because I'm trying to get rich, you know. It's just because you like the scene, you want to be involved, you want to meet the bands, meet the people. And I wouldn't know you if I didn't get involved in this stuff. So
yeah, well, and it comes back to the whole, it's a labor of love.
Yeah,
it's labor, because it really you enjoy is. It.
Yeah.
You're not, I'm not playing in an instrumental surf band because I expect to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
I do it because I fucking enjoy it, and I don't, yeah, that's what I want to play. I play, yeah, what I want to play. I don't, I'm not in a position where I have to play shit I don't like just to try and make a buck.
It's, exactly, yeah.
I do, I mean, it when I want to, and and it, honestly, it's been a dry spell. I mean, shit, the last time we played was, what was that, back in May? When we did the show at Bang Bang?
Yeah.
With you,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just, and we're,
yeah,
it's a band full of working adults. We all have full-time jobs, yeah, and, I mean, we had other shit going on. We try and do it when we can. It was easier when we all, because I met the guys working at the music store.
Yeah.
It was easier when we were all working the same shift, and we could just,
yeah, you go after practice, work, bullshit, drink beer, and play, right?
But,
And that's, yeah, I mean, that show was cool, too, that we did the Bang Bang Bar. That was a little, yeah, weird was, how it all came about, but
that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, and that kind of, you know, brought me into the whole, like, mindset of, okay, well, maybe Rat Rods and Pinups could be a sponsor for shows and things like that.
And that's podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. Podcasts and helping people out and putting things together that, you know, otherwise just don't really happen, like in cities like this. But at the same time, I'm wondering, you know, do they really need me to put that kind of stuff together here because they got their stuff going on? Maybe take it to another city.
No way. We're definitely going to need to do another show soon.
Yeah, no, I would love to do that. I think it'd be awesome.
I mean, even if we had like a standing show once,
yeah,
every 6 months, I mean, that would just be cool to.
Yeah.
Because it brings you out, brings people out.
Oh, yeah.
When you bring the girls, and it's always fun. I mean, yeah, they clearly had a blast.
Oh, they did, yeah. It was
fun. They're, yeah, dancing the entire time. It's yeah, cool when you get that sort of response. It is.
It was a...
You can't always guarantee it, but it's nice to know that...
Yeah.
That they, yeah, will at least bring it, so...
No, it was cool, and you know, Kirsty was out there, and Teresa, and... Ashley, that's right. And, you know, they were all out there repping us, and I thought that was pretty cool. It's the first time we kind of did that, like get a group of pinup girls together to represent our business. And I was like, that'd be a cool idea to do, you know, for more future events and stuff. So, yeah, no, a lot of ideas, you know. It's just a matter of the time to actually make them happen. So,
exactly.
Yeah. You got any ideas? Throw them over here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Christmas pinups.
Eh?
Phantomatics cover the Ventures Christmas album with Christmas pinups.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Maybe. That's just throwing it out,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, Rat Rods and Pinups calendars?
Yeah, yeah. We,
you know, we've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I've talked to Donnie about it from DC Imagery. And he brings up good points because he does custom culture, a lot of really, you know, big magazines. You almost have to have all the shots done by like April, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then put it all together. And then it's kind of a risk because once you stamp a year on it, you know, whatever you get produced, you got to get rid of them, right? So
I've got an idea about that. We'll talk about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But yeah, no, we've been kicking a lot of things around. It hasn't really happened just yet, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we're not open to kind of still trying to pursue them later. So
yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there's so much you can do with rat rods and pinups, and I feel like there's a lot of potential that it's, like I said at the beginning of the episode, it's still growing.
Oh yeah,
and it's growing on a daily basis.
It's insane.
The like reach is getting further and further.
You would think it stopped, like hit a wall at some point, and it does, and it lags at certain points, and it's all in the what you put into it, right? Like when I'm like aggressively, like, hey, check this out. And the funny part is sometimes I forget, like, hey, this is my page. I can advertise the shit I'm selling. Like I get lost in the fact that I'm just forwarding and promoting pinups. So when I do put something, say, hey, new shirt, check this out, and put a link to the website, I sell some. What? You know?
Well,
I forget that that's even a possibility, you know?
Well, I mean, so it's I think insane. Even just do it, making like a point to every 10th picture is a shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just, you're still posting, you're still sharing.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
At the end of the day, it is a business. You're trying to promote the business.
Yeah, you are, and you know, honestly, like it goes so long without anything like that. I wonder sometimes if people don't even know.
That, and that's what I'm saying, making it a point of every like certain number.
Yeah,
that picture is going to be a shirt.
Yeah,
or a koozie, or
unless there's
a shop rag,
there may be an app for that. I don't know, but like as it is now, you have to go in there and post everything yourself. So, but you're right. Like I could aim for, hey, just go back to this. You know, every. So often, so, but yeah, that with that, I mean, the bio on the Instagram page now has Texas Tiki Podcast link. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
go
that.
There, click the link. I think it's to episode 3.
Okay.
So,
and it'll be updated to episode 4 this coming Friday.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, in the meantime, where can people find out more about rat rods and pinups?
Yeah. They can go to, well, I mean, obviously the Instagram account, right? You can go to, this is weird, you know, I don't know why I made it so confusing, but it's @ratrods_n_pinups. And I did that, you know, it was just kind of like, had a few beers, like, hey, why not?
Yeah, and it's rat rods with a Z.
Yeah, and it stuck. That's where you go, rat rods with a Z. And, so now it's like a pain because you still got people who tag you on Instagram, but people know how Instagram works. With the hash mark, rat rods and pinups, one word, or so I'm having to search for them to make sure, you know, and that sort of thing. So, but they can find out about us there, and then they can also go to our .com, which is a lot easier. Obviously, www.ratrodsandpinups.com, rat rods with a Z,
pinups with an S.
Pinups with an S. God, I should have made pinups with a Z, too. All right. But anyway, let's see. Then there's our Facebook. We also have Facebook, so I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of it is the same thing that's on Instagram because I am one person. And so, but that is whatever it is, like Facebook. You can search on Rat Rods and Pinups, and you'll come up with us because we're the only ones that have Rat Rods with a Z. And an N between the words. So anyway, check it out. We're there. That's where you can find out more.
Awesome. Well, thank you for inviting us over to your home. And
you're always invited, man. You don't have to call. Just show up. You know,
Letting us record an episode of Maroon to Texas Tiki Podcast in your kitchen, drink some drinks.
Cool. I need another painkiller.
We'll see what we can do after this. In the meantime, thank you for joining us for another episode of Maroon to Texas Tiki Podcast. If you'd like to find out more, keep up to date, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/maroonedpodcast. You can follow me on Instagram at davidphantomatic. So until next time,